Okay. Clap sync on
Show
three.
time.
One, two, three. Was that synced up on your end?
What do you mean? It sounded like we clapped at like around
No.
the same time, like, but
Yeah, it's fine.
I
All
mean.
right, guys. Okay. Welcome back to the Social Outcast podcast. This week we are doing The Great Escape, but before we start, let's start with the weekly rewind. Ollie, have you done anything fun or bad?
Okay. That's kind of a strange way to put it, but I've been very busy this week, but not much of it's been fun. Most of it has been school and working around the house, and I've seen my friends once, and they put down our my friend has a car. Where you can take the top off of it. What is that called again? A convertible. Wow, that's really embarrassing that I forgot what that word was. And we drove around for like 20 minutes with the top down. But that's like the most interesting thing I have done this week. So,
Do you have your license yet?
working on it.
All right. I have not done much. I've mostly just been waiting. The new Miles Morales Spider-Man game is coming out. That looks like a lot of fun. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me. All right. So, this is our Veterans Day special. This should be coming out tomorrow, I believe. Tomorrow's Veterans Day, right? Or is it the day after? No, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, right?
I am not sure of when that is.
Hold on, I gotta pull them. It's tomorrow, yeah. So we're recording this one day before it's released, so. But it should be fine because it's probably gonna be a shorter episode because we did The Great Escape, which, despite being a 3-hour movie, was not very, did not have a lot of stuff you can talk about.
Yeah, it's not like you can't really make fun of it. You can't really.
Yeah, if you make fun of it, you're being really insulting. And if you don't make or and so I think this is just gonna be an appraisal episode.
Well, I mean, I to be fair, I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Oh, it was.
So, I wouldn't have really had much to make fun of it anyways.
All right, so let's get on with the basic information. This movie was directed by John Sturges. The main actors were Steve McQueen, James Garner, and Richard Attenborough. It is an adventure drama history. It was released in 1963.
63, I believe.
I don't, mine says 19863. And then the description was, Allied prisoners of war plan for several hundred of their number to escape from a German camp during World War II. And it is based on a true story. Ollie, I think that we decided we were going to start going through the movie linear instead of doing good and bad.
We could still talk about that some, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to start out with some thoughts, Adam?
I thought it was a really good movie. I thought it was a little bit dramatized, which it was. But surprisingly, a lot of it still seemed to be accurate.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was a very good film. I do know that a lot of it was made more dramatic for sort of the integrity of filmmaking, I suppose. But I think believe that one thing is they add American soldiers in, but it was only British soldiers that made this plan at first. It was kind of.
No, it wasn't even British. It was Norwegian, and I think the other guy was Scottish, or I don't remember. It was Norwegian and something else. And the Americans weren't even in the war at this point.
Yeah, so I know they sort of add that as like an appeal probably for the audience that they were targeting. So, I mean, but there are so there are some inaccuracies, but it's still a very good film, I would say. I mean, it's it didn't take anything away from my viewing experience, I wouldn't say.
I really liked the Irish guy. It made me sad when he
Oh
died.
yeah, that was sad when he died. Archie, they called him, I believe.
Eyes.
Ives was his last name.
Yeah, Archie Ives. There was one interesting scene, like right away in the beginning, they pull in. I don't remember if they pull in the guy with the scar on his left eye or if it's the general, but they pull him in and they're like, you know, we know you guys like to escape, but you're not gonna escape here. You're not, or don't try to escape. And I was like, why even bother trying to tell them that when all of the people there have only been rounded up because they are like the superior escape artists in.
I believe, like, even in that scene, he's like, it's like part of our duty to try and escape from here. He's pretty much just like, well, you guys are doing a pretty good job at trying. Yeah. I will say, I think the beginning of the film was a little bit slow, but
Oh, yeah.
I was still, it was like, I wouldn't really say it was like that big of a deal. It was, but it was a little bit slow at the very beginning.
Well, I would say once ab after about 45 minutes, it starts picking up.
That's when it gets really
It's about
interesting.
45 minutes. At about 45 minutes, that's when they discover the first tunnel, right?
Probably about then, or like, yeah, it's like a little bit before the midway point.
Speaking about that tunnel, there was probably my favorite line in the movie. There's all the people that aren't from the cabin that the tunnel's being dug, and the Germans search the room, and they ask the three guys that are there, "What are you doing? This isn't your room." And the one guy says, "Oh, I'm just taking a shower." And he's butt naked in the shower, so that makes sense. The one guy's saying, "I'm mopping up," which is like, you know, makes a little bit less sense why he'd be cleaning someone else's cabin. And then the third guy just sits there and looks at him and says with a dead, like a straight face, "I'm his lifeguard."
I'm a lifeguard, so I'm watching him shower. It
Exactly.
makes no sense, but they don't really say anything about it. So, I
They don't.
mean,
Has anyone ever drowned in a shower?
I don't think so. I think you kind of just like, I mean, unless like someone got hurt and like couldn't move their body at all. But I don't even think that would really drown you. Because water's not like surrounding you, it's just falling on you.
Yeah. Actually, have you seen Hogan's Heroes?
I have not.
It's a TV show. It's pretty good. It got a lot of flack because it makes light of the prisoner of war camps, but what people don't know is that prisoner of war camps were different from concentration camps. They were, while still some of them were really bad, they weren't nearly as bad in comparison.
Well, that was okay. So this is like interesting about this movie is that we're not seeing, I would say most World War II movies we see we're either on a battlefield or you're inside of a concentration camp, usually inside of a concentration camp. And obviously that is completely grim and sad and tragic because that's what it was.
Well, I mean, this movie was pretty sad
It was
too, of
sad,
the.
but it was very interesting to see like where they were in a place where like they weren't treated terribly. Like they weren't treated well, but they weren't treated terribly either. They were
Yeah.
given a lot of like freedom to kind of do what they wanted, like, you know,
Try to escape.
try to escape. I mean, we like see them, one of them like gets like sent food and well, I don't know if he actually got sent food, but he like has a bunch of food and they're just like, yep, yeah, that's fine. Like that wasn't allowed.
Yeah, that one was it was a real thing. The first the Red Cross would send prisoner of war, they would send them rations, and the Germans would let it through because then it meant they didn't have to give them as much food.
Yeah, it was like Hendley, I believe, was who it was. And I mean, he uses that to his advantage later.
He tries to bribe a guy with it.
But he also grabs his wallet out when he stuffs it into the guy's pocket to try and get him.
that was.
Okay. I have something to say.
Hmm.
Number one, okay, this movie ends very sadly, obviously.
Well, yeah, the seven. So the way the movie ends is there are 76 people that escape. Of the 76, three actually make it into,
Freedom.
or make it out of German territory. Two by boat, one by
The French resistance is helping them. This person.
Yeah. And then the other guy is an Australian. He makes it across the Alps with a guide. And then there's one group that is 20 minute, or they're like 40 minutes away from freedom by plane, and then their boat or their plane crashes, and one of them is shot, and the other
Is recaptured.
is recaptured. And I believe he's also shot in, because the sad part is they have 50 prisoners in vans or in trucks that aren't trying to escape or anything, and then they line them up and just gun them down. Execution style.
Yeah, they were not, he was not shot in that because he comes back. There's like 20 more soldiers that they bring back to the camp. They recapture and bring back to the camp, and he. The man that shot after the airplane crash, his first name's Collins.
Oh, yeah, I
And
remember
they
that.
ask him about Hendley is the man. They ask him, they say, "Did you, where is he?" And he was like, "He didn't make it." So it is sad because although, I mean, in some ways their plan was successful, it
Well,
really
it was
wasn't.
completely. No, the original idea wasn't actually. They didn't expect a lot of people to really escape. It was to prove that the prisoners in the war camps wouldn't roll over to Hitler.
Yeah.
And it was a rebellion against him.
Because originally, well, they did say that they were going to try and get out 250 people, but 76 made it out. Which we should probably talk about the actual how they escaped. Which is one of my favorite parts because
Yeah, that was so cool.
they dig three tunnels to kind of confuse them and like have like extra ways out and stuff, and they name
Yeah.
them. One's
Tom,
named
Dick, and Harry.
Tom, Dick, and Harry, which is my favorite thing, probably. Like, I love that. They named them Tom, Dick, and Harry. But they're really cool tunnels. Like, the way they build them and the way they're, like.
Yeah, they used bed rafters for a lot of the supports.
And they use. They, like. I think they're also bed rafters that they put on like wheels, and they use rope to like pull soldiers through and stuff, and like parts that you can't crawl through. And
Yeah, that was really cool. They made a mine system, a mine cart system.
yeah, it was very impressive. We see like so in their plan, it comes up that at the very end, like there's a mistake with like the scouting, and they're 30 feet off. From where they were supposed to reach, oh, 20 feet. 20 feet off where from
20.
where they're supposed to reach.
One guy says 20, another says 30, and then another says 25.
Think
So,
I
like,
thought
you
it
don't
was
actually
20 and
know.
then they use 30 feet of rope. Because there's one man that goes out and runs to the woods where they're supposed to have reached and get out of. Yeah,
And he's
his
signaling.
last name also starts with an H. He is an American. Hilts. It was Hilts. Yes, he was an
Hilt,
American
right?
soldier.
Was it Hilt?
He runs to the woods. He stands in there. They give him 30 feet of rope, and whenever the soldier is distracted or walking away from where they are, he like pulls on it, and they climb out and run to the woods. Which, I mean, it's still a pretty good idea.
Well, it was really successful. They got 76 people out, but the only thing was there was one guy that got impatient and got caught, and because the guard was really close to the hole, he jumped out, and that's how they got caught.
Got out and he like made too much noise, and one of the soldiers was like, "What was that?" And then they're all sitting there like, "Don't move or make any noise or anything." And then one guy was like, "I'm gonna get out." Like,
And he was starting to walk away to, like, he shined his light and he didn't see him because he was wearing a green jacket, like rain jacket. So he actually did blend in pretty well. and he was doing the right thing, not moving. And then this guy just gets up behind him and then ruins the whole plan.
So that was unfortunate. And then we see them all file back, like, all these, like, soldiers, like, going back through, like, getting out as, like, other soldiers, like, holding a gun to them. I thought that was kind of funny because it was like, they're not shooting them. They're just, like, letting them get back out. Which, I know it's not funny, but...
Well, they would get in trouble for shooting. Like, if you shot unarmed prisoners trying to escape when you could have just recaptured them, you'd get in trouble with generals.
I know they even
stuff.
Talked about it. They were like, do you think they're shooting them as they crawl out? And they were like, no, we would have heard. But I was gonna say, there was Willie and Danny. And Danny was claustrophobic, and he had to help build and escape through these tunnels when he was claustrophobic.
Yeah, he was the main guy that built them, and he was the only one there that was claustrophobic.
Who gave him your job? I thought that was kind of a fun, oh my gosh, I need to stop using, like, adjectives, like, fun for this movie, because it's not a fun movie, but I liked their little friendship. We got to see that. That was fun. Not fun, but.
I will say, the prisoners were very cruel at one point. They started singing the 12 Days of Christmas song to cover up the noise of digging the tunnel, which is a horrific crime against humanity. That song should never be sung. It is too repetitive.
But I think the point was they all knew it and they could all yell it very loudly. Yeah, there was another scene where they were singing a different song. I don't remember what it was though, but it was like another Christmas song.
Yeah. Oh, do you remember the moonshine scene? Where so to celebrate Independence Day, they get all the potatoes and they make moonshine out of it. And they start serving it. And while he's serving it, the guy says, don't get any on your clothes. Don't smoke while or directly after drinking it. And I'm like, so should you really be consuming that?
But they do. And you know what? They all live from that. So... we can talk about how, once they escaped, all of them had, like, some pretty... they all had, like, solid plans on how to get out. Like, they either made it to...
well, yeah, the one...
train.
A bunch made it to plane... or, a bunch made it to the train.
Which,
and then
after
two
they
went
were on
and got
the train,
in the plane, which I mentioned
then
earlier.
They... sorry about that. They were on the train. They saw, like, the soldiers looking at people's identifications and stuff, and we're like, bye, and they jumped out of the train and then found a plane, and we're like, this is ours now, bye, and flew away with it.
And the one guy that was with the guy that flew the plane, he was helping his friend who couldn't see anymore. He started losing his vision and he couldn't really see, so that was actually really impressive. That one guy basically brought an entire guy with him and was one of the furthest people. He made it by one of the furthest.
Hiltz, he steals a motorcycle by putting wire on these two posts on a car as a soldier's driving up on a motorcycle, and it, like, he hits it and falls off the road and dies. And he, like, steals his uniform and his motorcycle and leaves. And they kind of... he makes it pretty far, but then they catch on to him not being or who he is.
So, the motorcycle jump is the most famous scene from the movie, right?
McQueen.
And it's done by Steve McQueen. I don't remember. Yeah. I thought I read something. Yeah, he didn't actually jump it, his stunt double did, but it's like a really cool scene where he just jumps over like a 6-foot fence with barely anything of
a
ramp.
Cool scene.
And then he isn't able
Yeah,
to
he makes it
escape
over that
anyway,
fence, but then
but
there's another larger fence that there was no way he could have jumped over. Like, nobody could have.
he tries to drive under it,
Yeah, in
but
the
he gets
barbed
stuck
wire,
right
which is when
away.
he was recaptured and taken. Does he ever does he make it
And
back to the camps?
yes, he does. Because remember,
Yes.
he's sent to the cooler. And Hiltz was a real person. He was called the Cooler King because he had so many escape attempts that he spent most of his time in the cooler. And he didn't actually participate in the Great Escape because he was in the cooler while it happened. He was in the camp, but he was in the isolation while it was occurring. So not only was he not in it, but he also said he never tried anything with a motorcycle.
Well, you know what? He'll still be remembered as the guy that jumped over a fence with a motorcycle. I don't know if that's a terrible legacy. It's still pretty cool though that he, I don't know, like had so many rebellious acts that he was trying to, show that he wasn't going to be put down by the soldiers, that the German soldiers.
That is a funny scene at the end where the one guy runs up and gives him the baseball glove and baseball. And it's just tradition now for him to take the baseball and just
Yeah.
dunk, throw it against the wall.
We also see Willie and Danny row away on a boat, which they're one of the only people who actually escape, only two people that escape. And then we see, I don't remember his name, but we see the one guy who, with a guide, makes it through the Alps, which the guy is French. Yeah.
He's the Australian. No, the guy
No,
who
I'm
goes
talking
over the
about
Alps
his
is
guide.
Australian. His guide is Spanish. He works with two people that are French to get to the guide,
Yeah,
and then the
that's what I
guide
meant.
is from Spain.
I thought he was joking when he said, like, not joking, but trying to lie with that he was Australian. I thought he later on said, "I'm British and I'm trying to escape to the French people," and they were like, "Oh, okay, we'll help you."
He was Australian, but he was part of the Brit. He was working with the British Army. The Australians and the British worked together in World War II.
Well, that's still cool. He still has a nice accent.
Yeah. So I think that's probably going to actually conclude the episode because, like I said, it was a really short. It'll be a really
Yeah,
short
it's a very good
episode.
movie. There's not much to discuss, like.
The idea of this episode was to do a Veterans Day special, and when I looked it up on Google, it said this was a good movie to watch for Veterans
Mean,
Day,
it is a
so.
very good movie. I think that if you haven't watched it, you definitely should, because it's definitely interesting to learn about, even if it's not entirely accurate about the prisoners in these camps and things like that.
So, next time we do something, there is a short movie. It's a 10-minute movie called Emu War, the movie. Ollie, have you heard of The
I
Great
feel
Emu
like you
War?
have told me about it for some reason.
Oh, I'd have no doubt that I have. I love the Emu War. It is the best war of all. So, I think we should totally sometime do that. Should be our next war movie.
I'm down.
So, this week, hopefully, we're going to be able to release one more special, our Friday the 13th special, which we're going to go and record right now, actually. And then we're going to try and possibly re-record the Halloween episode.
That we did record once, our
Yeah.
Halloween special, but it unfortunately the audio. It was good.
And it was funny. It was funny, too. was a good episode. It made me sad. It was a long episode. It was like an hour and 10 minutes because we were both very, very tired.
It was still a good episode, though, so we'll try and get that out for you guys eventually.
Have a good one.